Adam Youssef was in a good mood. After months of hard work, everything had fallen into place. His business was thriving. He'd finally found someone to marry his fat, socially awkward daughter and take her off his hands, and he'd just bought a banging new BMW. To top it all, he'd had a great afternoon and was feeling totally relaxed. The doorbell rang. Adam smiled to himself and stood up. Time to get to work. He checked his reflection in the living room mirror and was pleased with what he saw. He still had all his hair, his teeth were straight and white, and he had a strong aquiline nose that spoke of good breeding, even though nothing could be further from the truth. He'd grown up in a dingy two-bedroom flat with threadbare carpets and not enough heating in winter. His father was a cleric, his mother, well, she was nothing. She couldn't even cook that well. Maybe that's why his father had been so rough with her. She drifted in and out of the shadows of his memory, a fragile figure in a dark headscarf, eyes downcast, too timid to utter a word. It was his grandmother, his father's mother, who'd had the biggest input into his upbringing. He had spent many happy weekends at their double-story house in Finsbury Park with his cousins, eating as much as they could and riding their bicycles up and down the street. It was Tita who had decided which school he'd go to and what subjects he'd study. She'd always treated him with respect, even more so than his father, who, she never missed an opportunity to point out, had made such an unfortunate marriage. The doorbell chimed again. "Coming!" he yelled and walked down the passage to open it. His smiling guest's breath turned to steam in the cold afternoon air. Adam was looking forward to spring. He had a big back garden, perfect for barbecues. He shook their hand.
"Hello, good to meet you, please come in."
He stood back to let his guest into the house. His cleaner, a sexy Polish bitch, had been that morning, so it looked better than it did most days. Having grown up with his mother picking up after him, Adam hadn't learned the value of cleaning up after himself. He didn't see the point. Wasn't that what wives were for? And if you were blessedly single, like he was, then you hired a cleaner to do it for you. He led his guest into the lounge, a spacious room with a leather lounge suite, a glass coffee table, and an enormous flat-screen TV suspended on the wall. The television was also new and, after the Beamer, his second favourite possession. He'd bought it with last month's windfall. He knew the boss had said not to splurge on boys' toys, it would draw too much attention, but he didn't think a little reward here and there would do much harm. It wasn't like he was on anyone's radar. Hounslow was full of middle-class Muslims like him.
"Would you like a drink before we get down to business?"
It was gone 4 o'clock, an acceptable time for a drink. He may have grown up in a strict Muslim household, but he wasn't a believer. The only thing he believed in was money, and lots of it, so that he could enjoy himself. Wasn't that what life was all about? Hence his choice of occupation. But for his friends and family who had no idea what he did for a living, they thought he worked for a property development company. He played the part of the devout Muslim. He even went to Friday prayers. He had to be seen to be doing the right thing. He was an upstanding member of the community after all. He chuckled to himself. He'd always enjoyed subterfuge. Most people were idiots. They believed what they saw, what they wanted to believe. What had religion ever done for his father? He was a hard-working cleric who'd spent his life serving Allah, and for what? A squalid council flat in northwest London. No thanks. This was England, after all. Capitalism thrived here. For a man who knew what he wanted, it was easy to make money, and the police were either too soft or too stupid to figure it out. "I'll have a scotch," said his guest. He poured them each two fingers and sat down on the couch. His guest downed it in one go, and that's when he noticed the gloves and that he hadn't offered to take their coat. How remiss of him. He offered now, but his guest refused, instead rising and handing him the empty glass. "I think it's time we got down to business. I don't have all day."